This podcast is brought to you by Towncast Studios. What's Towncast Studios? Why, that's a great question. Towncast Studios is all about creating hyper-local content. Podcasts, video, social media, blogs, and more, telling the stories and sharing the sounds and the sights and the views and the opinions of your community. Imagine a podcast highlighting the new restaurant that just popped up in the neighborhood, or a YouTube video showcasing the redesigned kids' playground near your home, or someone who's sharing all that really important information that came out of the school board meeting, or a place where your mayor or town council are telling you what's new, what's exciting, what's changing, what's under construction, so that you can stay informed. And just imagine having a place where you know what's going on from voices that you can trust. Now imagine you were that trusted voice. Here at Towncast Studios, we're going to help you launch, edit, produce, and publish content that will tell the stories of your community, or what we're calling Towncast. So if you're interested in learning more about how to Towncast or what a Towncast is, head on over to towncaststudios.com or check out our new Towncast podcast at towncastpodcast.com and get started telling the stories of your community today.
Hi all, welcome to the Towncast podcast. This is Towncast Joe. In the Towncast podcast, I intend on being transparent with you. I've mentioned on previous episodes that prior to this show, I've never even been a guest on a podcast, much less hosted one. So this has all been a learning experience, and it continues to be. As much as I have enjoyed the challenges and the triumphs of this journey so far, I know that I'm just getting started. If you're listening to this, maybe you're just getting started too. At this point in the show, we're still building up a foundation of what your show is going to be, who it's going to be for, and why you're doing it in the first place. With the Towncast podcast, I want to break that fourth wall of podcasting. I want to let you in on some of the secrets, the successes, the failures, and the subsequent lessons that I learn along the way of building this show. In this episode, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to run through some of the things that I've learned recently. Things that stood out to me as being particularly valuable lessons that I can impart on you, all in an effort to help you learn from me and my experiences. Hopefully, this will just be another step in helping you to become an effective pod, video, or towncaster as efficiently as possible. So grab your notepad or your stylus and get ready to take some notes. Here are some of the lessons that I've learned in the first 10 episodes of the Towncast podcast. Number one. Templates are great. Anything you can think of that can be replicated, copied and pasted, templated, you should really consider doing that. This is something that I learned prior to starting this podcast, when I was exclusively working in podcast production. You quickly learn that templates are one of the easiest, most effective ways to save time on your production work. For instance, if you're working on the same show week after week, it can save you incredible amounts of time and result in a more consistent product for your client if you simply create a template that already has all of the static elements in place. Translating that to podcasting behind the mic, well, there are plenty of ways to use templates. It depends on what part or parts of the process you're involved with. When you're just starting out, chances are you're going to be doing just about everything. This can take up a lot of time. The sooner you embrace the wonderful world of templates, the better off you'll be. Here are some examples of templates that you may be able to use at this early part of your podcasting journey. Show notes. Audio recording setup. Audio production setup. Hashtags. Blog post footers. Social media posts, both the visual and copy components. Templates are going to save you a ton of time in the long run, and I really strongly suggest you consider using them in every aspect of the podcasting process that you can. Number two, work ahead. Try not to fall behind. Before you release your first episode, it's a really good idea to try to build up a decent backlog of content that you'll be able to release in the next few weeks, for instance. Whether you're going for a weekly release schedule or a bi-weekly release cadence, it's really good to have some backup content there just in case you fall behind or you are unable to produce another episode, or something happens, something comes up. These kinds of things happen, and for this reason and for some other reasons, it's really good to be able to work ahead. To be honest, this tip is one that I need to take my own advice on. To this point, I've worked on every episode of the Towncast podcast the week prior to its release. That is, the 7 days before it publishes. 7 days may sound like a lot of time, but this isn't my full-time gig quite yet, and so I have some other things going on in my life. I've been able to keep up with the show week after week to this point, and it means a lot to me to keep it consistent. Even if I don't have a ton of listeners right now, it's a personal challenge to me to keep it going for as long as I can. Though, that said, I do want to get into a better habit of working ahead and staying ahead. So, this might look like coming up with topics for your future episodes, writing them out in a logical list of the order in which you want to release these episodes. Once you have those titles or those topics in mind, you can then come up with some bullet points, sort of outlining what those episodes are going to touch on, subtopics to that main topic of each episode. And then within those subtopics, you can go even more granular. Come up with some sentences, some thoughts, some ideas that you can work off of when the time comes to really dive into that particular episode. You'll already be well ahead, and this will save you a lot of time. And another note on this working ahead is the best way to do this is to implement it from the very beginning. Begin building the habit as early as you can. Before you even publish an episode, it would be really great to have at least 3 or 4 in the tank. This way, if you're releasing a weekly show, you have time to work on the shows that will eventually release after that first month has elapsed. The hardest part, of course, is keeping up with this. But in a future episode, we'll be talking about building and maintaining an effective workflow for your podcast. Of course, I may need to do a bit more research into that myself before I go telling other people how to do it. Number 3, bulk recording is great when you can do it. Kind of playing off of the previous tip of working ahead whenever possible, I strongly recommend recording in bulk whenever you can. This means recording multiple episodes or pieces of audio, video in a single recording session. Instead of having to set up your recording equipment and get into the rhythm of recording multiple times, why not just make the most of that time by recording in bulk? Think about it. If you can record more than one episode's worth of content in a single go, that's going to save you a lot of time in the long run. You may not always be able to do it, and that's okay, of course, but while you're in recording mode, try to knock out as much recording as you can. In fact, I would say that bulk working in general can be a great way to go when you're feeling up to it. For instance, if you're feeling particularly wordy one day, maybe you can spend some time writing show notes for numerous upcoming episodes or social posts, or even responding to comments on your show's social accounts. Just doing all of that work and using your time effectively. Sometimes jumping around from one task to another is not the most efficient way to go. So try to keep in touch with how you're feeling and keeping in mind the things that you need to get done. Don't be afraid to break the mold of your workflow a bit if it means that you can get a big chunk of one task completed. And of course, always keep your priorities and your deadlines in mind. Certainly don't break any appointments or leave work unfinished just so that you can record one more episode. Number 4, get comfortable before you start recording. Set up your mic once and then don't touch it. If you're an anxious or a fidgety person, this can be hard to do, but it's one of the easiest ways to ensure you're getting the best audio quality at the source. Of course, if you have to adjust your mic, that's not a problem, but try to do so within a quick break in your delivery so that you can edit it out later. We'll be covering more mic etiquette practices in future episodes. And touching a bit more upon some good pre-recording practices, if you are a naturally anxious person who either doesn't love sitting still for long periods, has trouble speaking for long periods of time, or needs to do something with your hands, I strongly suggest you take a few minutes before recording to have a cool drink of water or tea and take some deep even breaths. Settle into your seat and get as comfortable as possible. You got this. Personally, I have found that drinking too much coffee before recording can have a counterproductive effect as I intend. It can make me even more prone to fidgeting and talking too fast, or just maybe not being as focused as I would like. Of course, these are some things that may not apply to you at all. It's all highly personal and depends on the individual. As you go along, you will discover the kinds of practices and habits and tendencies that put you in the best position to record the best content that you can. Number five, try to record early in the day. Get plenty of rest, hydrate before recording. I kind of touched on the hydration bit before this. Coffee is great and all, but water, tea is really where it's at, I think, right before recording. Not only is this going to hydrate you, it's actually going to limit the amount of lip smacks and other mouth noises that can occur when you're recording. As far as the rest goes, you know, it was on one of my monologue episodes that upon listening back to myself, I realized I sounded totally uninspired and kind of monotone. I actually ended up re-recording the entire episode. And you know what happened? The same exact thing. In fact, I may have sounded even more tired the second time around. It was weird because listening to myself as I was speaking, I could have swore I sounded way more positive and upbeat. But to my ears, when I was listening back, I once again sounded like I needed a nap. You may not have even noticed this. I hope you didn't. I can assure you I was not as tired as I may have sounded, and I was way more inspired, and I really did want to deliver a great performance. But this experience taught me that, for me at least, at this early juncture in my podcasting career, I should record earlier on in the day if I can help it. This may be different for everyone, but just keep in mind that recording content like this, it may not come totally naturally to you, at least at first. It really didn't for me, and it continues to challenge me in certain ways at certain times. So you may want to spend some time thinking about how you can best set yourself up for an effective and efficient recording. Number six, try to get it right at the source, just to save yourself time later in post-production during editing. Basically, I mean to say, come prepared. Have your notes set. When first starting out, you may even want to go as far as to practice your performance until you feel comfortable. If you have a co-host, see if they would like to do a dry run and practice with you. They may not have thought of this idea, and it may ease both of your minds to practice and work out some things before you record for real. And if you're recording a monologue like I am, you can practice all you want. Personally, I haven't really practiced much by myself for these episodes. It was more so just kind of getting myself into the right headspace and making sure that my script was where I needed it to be for me to be comfortable to deliver the monologue. With that said, write your scripts out to the point that you need them to be at. A good tip I've discovered is to always leave at least some room for improvisation. This may look like you write out an intro for a section of your show, you run through some bullet points, and within those bullet points, you improvise off of each one. In other words, you outline your material in such a way that it is easy for you to follow and for your listeners to follow, but it still leaves room for authentic conversational language that people can probably pick up on and probably tend to enjoy. Because it's really hard to fake that real human speaking vibe. And at the same time, don't sweat it. And what I mean by that is, in the vast majority of cases, podcasts are not live, so you can always edit later. Do your best, but don't worry. You might even have to completely start over on an episode, like I said I did earlier, or rewrite one. If these things happen, just know that it's a normal part of the process. If you've never been behind a mic before, or even if you have, it may not come naturally to you. But the more you practice, the better you'll get at this stuff. So don't get discouraged in the face of early challenges. Because in the long run, they're just playing a huge part in making you better at this. The last tip I have for you today is three words. Just do it. I don't mean to be trite here, but when you're first starting out, it really is as simple as that. These three words have always been my favorite slogan. When you really think about it, it's an incredibly simple and effective way to kind of spur you to do the thing that you either need to do or that you know you should do. In either case, just do it is really all it comes down to most of the time. Of course, sometimes there are perfectly good reasons why you can't just do it. But many times, let's be honest, it would probably be in your best interest if you at least just got started on the thing. And if you haven't picked up on it yet, the thing I'm referring to mainly here is getting going on your podcast, videocast, or towncast. And if there's one thing that I can leave you with on this episode, it is this. Whatever you do, don't let your own self-doubt or perfectionism keep you from getting started on anything, not just podcasting, not just videocasting, whatever. I've been there, and well, there's not a whole lot to show for great ideas left undone. If you have a great idea, which I have a feeling you do, just start putting word to paper. Start designing that logo. Start asking some of your friends, colleagues, and acquaintances if they'd like to be guests on your future show. Keep listening to the Towncast podcast and following along with me, because we're going to bring that great idea of yours to life. What I want you to take away from this is, do anything, anything you can. At first, you're going to notice every single thing that's wrong with it. You're going to want to pick it apart. You may not even want to show anyone your work. And hey, that's your right to do so. Being critical of your work is effective and useful to a degree, but it only goes so far. I say, write and release that first blog post. Release that first piece of audio. Record that first video. As simple as it is, as short as it is, as unpopular or left unseen as it is, just do that. Release your first piece and then keep doing that. Keep building upon that. Watch that video. Listen to that audio. Be critical of it. Take notes. Show it to some other people if you want and see what they have to say. But put it out there and use that as your baseline, right? Because the key to this stuff, as I'm discovering, is consistency and quantity at first. And eventually, you're going to get your workflow to a point. You're going to get your equipment to a point. You're going to get yourself to a point as a creator where you know what you're doing. You have gotten through that sort of list of challenges that I think many creators do face early on. I'm facing a lot of them right now. And through this show, I'm trying to maybe help you to avoid some of them early on before you even get started. But things are going to happen. I mean, things are going to be hard. You're going to face challenges, but you have to get started. That really is the first part. And in many cases, it's the hardest part. It's just getting started. Because once you get started and once you put that first piece out there, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel a lot more confident because now the sky's the limit on what you can do. So at first, I would say go for quantity. Don't strive for top quality right out of the gate. It's almost impossible to achieve. And it would be tragic if you let that great idea go to waste. So I say go for it. So those are some of the lessons I've learned so far. I hope they were helpful to you. There will be plenty more where that came from, I'm sure, as we continue down this road of discovery together. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you on the next episode of the Towncast podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Towncast podcast. I'm Joe Gangemi, aka Towncast Joe, and on behalf of Matthew Passy and everyone here at Towncast Studios, we appreciate your support. With the Towncast podcast, we hope to provide value to you, the listener, by educating, entertaining, and enlightening on the potential of what podcasting and towncasting can be. We really believe it can change the world for the better. If you want to keep up with Towncast, You can subscribe to the Towncast podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also connect with us on social, and feel free to send us a message anytime via towncastpodcast.com. So, I'll see you on the next one, Towncasters. Until then, keep on sharing the sounds of your community.